Small Biz Radio podcast. And again, of course, My Small Biz Radio, part of the My Small Biz University network of sites, products, and services, all designed to help you sell more faster. If you don't already have your own business online, you want to find out how to get started, how to build and grow your own business, please visit www.mysmallbizuniversity. What I'm going to do today is I want to talk to you about a true story that happened over the weekend, and it's something that reminded me of one of the biggest problems that most small business owners, entrepreneurs run into. They forget to ask. And I'll give you an example specifically on how important just asking is. And I'm talking about asking for business. Now, how did I come across this or get reminded of this? It's a true story. My daughter, who's may have heard me talk about her before. She's a very, very competitive athlete in a number of sports, plays on a number of the high-level teams. One of the teams she plays on this year is competitive soccer, and she's on a traveling team. And one of the actual tournaments that they're going to for 10 days is a tournament that's basically halfway across the country. And they're doing some fundraising at local stores at the malls and markets in our particular area, raising money for this particular trip to help pay for the room and board and travel and all of the stuff that's involved, of course, with getting a team of 20 girls out to a completely different state or province in your country. So you can imagine there's a lot there. And what happens is they go to a local store, and in this particular case, it was a large grocery store, grocery chain, and they had some signs on these placards up in the mall. And of course, what happens is that the whole thing here is that they have a draw at the end of the day. Anyone can donate some money to their team, but they have a draw at the end of the day where $100 worth of groceries goes towards the person whose name is drawn from all of the ballots that are put in, and the grocery store splits a little bit. It's a good example of a joint venture, but a split between the grocery store, the football club, and, of course, a prize for the person making the donations. Now, they had these big signs made up, and they had them on these, like, art stands at the doors at the grocery store, and of course there's some parents there, but they're not overly entrepreneurial inclined with the girls, and there's teams of four girls that go on for a certain number of hours during the one of the weekend days. And my daughter was there, and of course I spent a little time with her, and I only gave her one instruction. Now, of course, they were told what to say about you know, what the trip was and where the money was going, but I said, you have to ask everyone that comes in the door if they want to donate some money. You have to ask everyone. Now, I'm going to want you to think about this. There's four girls at the two doors. One door was busy, one door wasn't. But if you never ask, if you didn't ask, how many people donated? Almost none. If you did ask, were you going to get some donations? Yeah, absolutely. Not everyone, but you'll get some. Most people, when they're marketing their small business, they throw their sign up like the girls that were at the front door of the grocery store trying to raise money for their trip. But if you don't ask, people won't buy. They won't donate. You have to ask them. And that was the big lesson that I want you to think about, and it's one that my daughter learned on the weekend. She asked everyone. Who do you think raised the most money out of all the girls? Yeah, the person that asked the most. So if you feel really bad, or you feel pushy, or you feel like you're pushing someone into it, you're aggressive, you're manipulating, you're not. All you're doing is asking. You're giving people the opportunity to say yes or no. But if you don't even ask, if you just throw a sign up, if you throw your shingle up, if you just sort of advertise, but in your advertising, you do something called branding as opposed to making an offer. If you don't ask, you're not going to sell. So think about that next time you're doing some of your marketing material, next time you're creating a headline, next time you're creating a sales page, next time you're thinking about what product to put out. What is it that I'm asking my customer to do? Am I asking them to make a decision today to buy from me? Yes or no? And if you're not, don't expect them to give you money. But if you are, expect a portion of them to give you money. And the better you are at explaining why they should, the more you're going to end up getting. This is James Hadouk speaking. Hope you enjoyed this little session from My Small Biz University. It's a quick podcast. You can find them at www.mysmallbizuniversity.com.